Hello, welcome to the podcast. Am I doing this by myself?
I thought you were still check mic.
No. Welcome back to
Mother Knows Best.
This is podcast number 46.
Really?
Yeah, that means we've been doing this for 46 weeks. Well, plus some because we missed some, so.
So when's our anniversary?
I don't know.
That's 52 in a year. We have 6 more weeks till we have an anniversary.
Remember when you thought there were 27 weeks in a year?
No.
I do.
Never.
Yeah, you said that. Well, we are back, and we are still sick.
My sick is a redo.
I have preeclampsia.
Oh, God.
Pleurisy.
I have a venereal disease.
I have tuberculosis. I have whooping cough. But don't worry, I got lots of drugs today.
I didn't get any.
I finally went to the doctor.
Can I have some of yours?
I went to the doctor and I said, I have a green cough. And she goes, what's that? And then I was like,
aren't you a doctor?
Should I go to another physician? So, hopefully we're going to get rid of the green cough.
What if you just said, I have green crush? Then, you know.
She just said, excuse me?
That's a very common term in Louisiana for my Cajun friends.
And then she said, what was your temperature? And I said,
something.
I was warm. I was sweating and everybody else wasn't sweating. And then I was cold and everybody else wasn't cold. So that's how I knew I had a fever, ma'am. Just give me some drugs. It's not like I'm going to sell a Z-Pack on the streets. Hey, kid, you want a Z-Pack?
I'll take it.
You want a Z-Pack?
How much you want for it?
$1 million.
Okay, so besides sick, snot.
Yeah. We had Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. I watched it in fast forward.
Yeah, it's not really anything exciting. I actually prefer when we do the theme nights.
Yeah, I think next week they are.
Okay, good.
It's going to be like my favorite decade or
I was thinking in my sleep that they should do a disco night. Do they ever do that?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Yeah, they do. It was my favorite movie or something. And the one from Dirty Dancing with the nose job.
Yeah.
Do you remember watching that? And
Baby.
She did the song, Baby.
Oh.
It was good.
Yeah, trust me. She got a nose job and she never was in another movie.
I know. Isn't that terrible? She looked completely different.
I think it's a good life lesson. You gotta own your ugliness.
You gotta own your ugliness?
Yeah. Don't change it.
I was gonna have my eyes done. Guess I shouldn't.
Well, you won't be in the next movie.
Nobody's gonna cast me.
I feel like this microphone smells like chicken. I don't like it. I watched Dancing with the Stars. I didn't watch it in fast forward. I watched it kind of regular. But, I will say I'm going to give my winners right now.
Oh, I'm ready to pick two.
So, I think Kel is going to win.
No.
And then, Hannah B is going to come in second. And then, Dawson's Creek is going to come in third.
Well, I have Hannah B, winner, Dawson is second, Mr. Good Burger is third.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Dawson and Mr. Good Burger may flip-flop. Mr. Good Burger
Do you think Hannah B is going to win?
Hannah B will be the winner.
Let's bet $5.
Done. I'll bet you $10.
Shake.
She's got the most popularity right now. Who knows Dawson? People that are 35?
I'm voting Kel.
Who knows Kel? People that are 35?
No, I'm 26, and I know
Hannah 20. B has got the following.
Okay, well, she
and
does.
And she's good. And I think Alan has the following.
Who's Alan?
Isn't that her partner?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's pretty popular.
He's kind of grody.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, Dark Horse is Lauren Elena.
Yeah, nobody knows who that is.
Well, she's a country music girl.
And how about the one from Fifth Harmony that got made fun of for being the worst dancer in the band?
Yeah, so she should go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that was funny. That must really suck. Think about how much just people thinking things about me at my gym affects me. And imagine, like, all these people commenting on your Facebook, like, and your Instagram, like, you're the worst dancer in your group.
I know. You got to get a thick skin. And then just think, she had that 15 minutes of fame, and nobody knows who she is.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do now?
Yeah, we got to go to where. Yeah, that was the song.
Well, and thank God they sent Old Lady Supreme home.
I know.
Man.
And did you see how shocked PETA was whenever they got passed? I was like, wow.
PETA wants to go home.
Take it down a notch.
She didn't want to get back her first season and work a long time.
I know. I was like, whoa. Make it a little less obvious, PETA.
Jamar, with those like, green shoes.
I know.
Oh.
Well, and they let Councilman, whatever his name is, Piercy. What's his name?
The one that was on Trump's...
Yeah, they let him dress a little more normal this time.
Yeah. What is his name? I don't know. Yeah, that was Lindsay.
Yeah, she made a mockery out of him.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that was Dancing with the Stars. I fast forward through Erin, whatever her name is.
Andrews.
Erin Andrews. Stand her.
Let's go ahead and see the judges. When I was on the show, I was terrible too.
And I'm still tall and I'm a giraffe.
She seriously said she was terrible last time.
Ugh. And she had Max as her partner.
Man.
Come on. So we're going to go see them live.
Yeah.
We
haven't missed a season in a...
I know. I got preferred...
You're a frequent flyer?
Preferred member option to buy
tickets. I bought them last time.
I don't know. I got the email that said you are preferred. Tickets go on sale Monday morning at 10.
She.
To the public, it goes on sale Tuesday morning at
Monday,
10.
Monday, can't buy your class.
So I got us some good tickets. It's March, in March, so keep your calendar open.
I will. I'm excited. All right, should we move on?
Yes, we shall.
Let's talk about Below Deck.
Below Deck.
It's coming to an end, and it's been kind of...
It's been a slow...
It's been simmering on Medium for a while now.
Especially, they're in such a beautiful place. They're in the south of France.
Well, it seems like they don't even go out at all.
They've changed their format. I don't know.
That's what we want to see.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
I want to see the bump and grind and out and about. The only out they show is what's his name being so passed out drunk.
Yeah, and they have to like have an intervention. I'm like, I'm not watching the show for an intervention.
I know. Well, my first note says, Aisha's boobs have a shadow over them, over her nipples.
Yeah, I think it's... They blurred it.
Wasn't it weird, though? It's like they show her.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I rewound it, like, three times.
I know. Like, topless in the bed, like, the sheets around her waist, and then, like, no nipples. And I'm like, wait, is that her back? No, it's her front. That was weird. So, yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
What else? I have Sandy's picking on Hannah again.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to make drama. Because Hannah's not doing anything.
Yeah. Well, I like the chef.
Yeah.
I thought he was a great add-on. He said, there's no hierarchy because Hannah's trying to be friends with her stewardesses.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
With her stews.
Yeah. I like him, too. He has a lot of, oomph.
He is like Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, he is. let's see. Oh, and all of the to-do about the freaking table decor
I know.
And it still looks so tacky.
I know.
It's like they put a piece of cloth and some fake jewels on the table.
I know.
And Sandy goes, oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't get it. That's not how a restaurant decorates a table.
Yeah. It's kind of like a banquet.
Not even.
Like, like a band banquet. They put
rocks
on the fabric.
Spread out some velvet in the scrunchy way.
And how about the can-can dancer? And she's like, I'm doing a full straddle. I know you guys can't see me, but
that's beautiful.
That's what she was doing. I was like, wow.
With the ruffled panties.
Wow, she's flexible.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, it was a Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. And Joao was sick. Okay.
I just can't imagine those bunkers, like, opening the door. It's, like, sick. Just, like.
Yeah. What's his name? Colin?
Colin.
Said, if you don't mind, I'm going to sleep somewhere else.
Yeah. Colin, I feel like Colin could be so much more than he's being.
I know. Because he's got a lot of personality, yeah. Too. They need to borrow some editing from The Bachelor or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's coming down to the editing. It's editing the wrong things in and the wrong things out. And
yeah.
There's almost no comedy at all. It's just.
There's not even any drama.
Yeah, there's no fighting either. Yeah, it's like.
The drama is Sandy's mad at Hannah?
Yeah.
Like, come on, Hannah. We need a centerpiece.
Like, I think it needs to be more like Jersey Shore. Like, they work in the day on these yachts.
Yeah.
And then there needs to be a lot more.
A lot more clubbing, yeah.
Like, it needs to be
Captain
like.
Here.
It needs to be like, you guys are required to go to these bars and something better happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they told the Jersey Shore. Like, yeah. They had to go out. They
Captain
had to.
Here.
Yeah.
Go.
Captain here.
Captain here.
Okay. Let that be known that that's our favorite reality show of all time. Or mine, at least. I won't speak for you.
I have several. I did like it.
Though. I would say that that's probably like one of my. Well, did I watch The Hills before that, or was that like the same time?
No, I think The Hills is before.
Okay, that's my first ever real reality show that I was connected
why
to.
Why did I watch that camping one? Remember when the kids?
Oh
went
my
to camp?
Gosh! This is called Beetlejuice. I
did
love
like
that show, and they had all the. This is rewind. This is a reality show on Disney or Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And it was, like, in the summer, these kids would go to this summer camp, like, cabins and, like, summer camps.
The counselors were interesting, the kids.
Yeah, and they would follow them around. I don't even know how that became a show.
I loved it.
Yeah, and the kids would have boyfriends. Like, they were, like, 16. It was high school. And the counselors would have boyfriends, and they would have to talk to the counselors, like, Johnny won't talk to me this week. And
yeah. That was good. See, we have lots of reality shows. What about Two-a-days?
Oh, your embarrassment to the name on your jersey. An embarrassment. That's a football show that was on MTV, if you guys ever watched it. About
but you loved it, too.
The Hoover. Oh, yeah.
Because they had the girlfriends. It was high school.
The Hoover football team in Alabama somewhere.
Yes, they all had that Alabama swoop hair.
Oh, my God. I think they still have that. And they followed.
Has.
Yeah, they followed the football team because they were, like, state champs forever or something.
Yep, and the coach was, what was his name? And he'd give them a pep talk, and he'd say, you guys are an embarrassment! Embarrassment to your team!
And the name on that door was like... And then, yeah, they had girlfriends. And then we had the cheerleading show that we were obsessed with. We are Dunbar!
Dunbar! That was a good one, too.
Well,
so
I just call this
shows.
I just call this a walk down memory lane episode.
Yeah.
How's about it, stud?
Okay, so, right. Yeah.
Let's
so
get back to
Jersey Shore. Yeah, Below Deck needs to get a little more Jersey.
I think the reason Jersey Shore comes to mind is because it's like all those foreign bars are like the Jersey Shore. They're like ratchet.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, it's like wet floors.
Yeah, kind of outdoors, like on the patio.
Yeah, so it reminds me of Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what they need to start doing.
Yeah.
And then Snooki gets punched in the face, and then they all.
That's great. And they all bring girls back to the house.
Yeah, to the smushy room.
Who's coming? Who's coming?
Man. That's a. That's a, what do you say, like a,
There's a smush, they were talking about the smush room on Bachelor in Paradise.
The boom boom room.
Oh, different.
They called it the smush room.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Anyways. Okay, should we move on?
Yes, what's next?
Let's talk about the Real Housewives of Dallas.
Huh. They're in Mexico.
Yeah, and they're having to climb all the stairs. So they made it to Mexico to the new girl. What's the new girl's name?
Carrie.
Oh.
It's same. So weird. Like, her name should be, like, Alicia or something.
They made it to
she
Carrie's
looks
house.
Like Alicia.
And they're climbing up and down all the stairs. And,
after a 2-hour drive from the airport from Acapulco.
And how about that
bathroom they stopped at?
I would not get out of the car.
I think they could have been murdered.
I know. They could have been human trafficked or something.
Help for ransom?
Yeah, something.
They got money.
Yeah. I don't know. Cameron's so funny. Cameron's the best part of the show.
I love her.
She's so funny.
I love her. She is funny. God bless her kids. They look just like her dumpy little husband, but isn't that terrible? Terrible twist of fate.
Yeah, I
got a 6-foot blonde, beautiful mother, and you look like your 5'2" dumpy brunette, big nose dad.
Yeah. Ask J-Lo's kids. They look exactly, what's his name?
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, they look exactly like Mark Anthony. And J-Lo's wearing the same dress she wore 25 years ago at 50.
She's saying to me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they are not cute.
Maybe they can sing.
I hate to say that about children, but.
But you did.
Let's talk about Brandy's children.
Whew. Yeah. Brandy's disgusting.
She's one of the main things in this episode is that her and Cameron got in a fight. She told Cameron to F you. Cameron said, "You're just white. You're just trash." And then she got all upset because
because she knows it's true.
You called me white trash. Cameron said, "No, I never said white."
Well, in Brandy's defense, Cameron did throw a napkin in her face. It's kind of trashy.
Well, it's because Brandy was saying that the click was between her and Leanne.
Hmm. I like Leanne, too.
I don't understand why Leanne and Cameron are friends, though. Probably
because she thinks Cameron's interesting. Unlike Deandra.
Oh,
did you see her outfit at the polo match?
Yes. I rewound it because they showed her walking
I know, from the
behind that
bathroom.
Trailer. And I thought, what is she wearing? Yeah. I rewound it to watch. She looked like...
Yeah, this is no longer season one, honey.
Oh, God.
Everybody's upgraded. You gotta, I don't know.
And they showed a clip of her, like a, you know, back when time when she was doing something. Since that show started, she has gained no less than 25 pounds.
Oops.
All in her behind. I mean, she was huge.
It's better than your stomach, yes.
Who's there too, I bet. You saw her put on those Spanx?
Yeah.
Underneath a sundress?
Yeah, they said, your Spanx are showing. Well, I agree. If she's going to be on TV no matter what, I think she should be wearing Spanx because she's older than 30.
And she's big.
I think.
Leanne looks good. Leanne said, I'm not walking those steps. I'm not exercising.
I know.
And she looks better than all
And she
kids.
Went and laid down on the couch. They showed the...
Yeah.
She's laying there.
I mean, Cameron's little. Stephanie's little. Well, even Brandy, too.
Brandy has a beer belly.
Yes. You saw her in her bathing suit?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
But Stephanie wore her wedding dress that she wore 10 years ago.
Yeah, Stephanie looks good.
I like Stephanie. I felt bad when she was crying about the... She didn't like the suicide talk.
Yeah, Leanne needs to dial it back.
Well, I did find it interesting that Brandy was like, oh, she found somebody that hasn't heard the story yet. I was like, damn. That's really insensitive. But, Stephanie was bothered. I thought that was nice.
She has a lot of insecurities for a beautiful multimillionaire woman. I don't know.
Well, maybe she hates her husband.
No, she loves Travis.
Yeah, don't they all?
Travis.
I saw Travis on Watch What Happens Live. He looks like somebody.
Really?
He was in the audience.
Oh, okay.
He looks like somebody I know. Can't put my finger on it.
He has that look. It's a common look.
It's like a cop. He looks like a cop.
Yeah.
Or a firefighter.
Yeah, he has that rough man
and a
look.
Square face.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's from here. So it's like, he looks like the people around here, you know?
Yeah.
Like not... Joe from New Jersey. They all look the same over there. Yeah. So he looks like the people that are down here.
He looks like a Texas person.
Yeah.
He needs a cowboy hat.
He probably had a dip in his mouth.
Ew.
Anyways. Yeah, so I was hoping for a more glamorous Mexico. Oh, like we had to go to a polo match?
Yeah, and nobody was there.
Yeah. And they were like, we were wondering if you would throw the ball in. I was like, what am I watching? Did they even go to the beach yet?
No. They went in that bowl. How come every show we watch, they're meditating and doing zen stuff?
Because it's trendy right now.
Either that or they're getting their vaginas tightened. I mean,
we haven't seen that in a while. That was last season. Well,
I don't know.
That's a good segue into the Real Housewives of Orange County. Yeah. So this show.
Because they're having zen too.
This show has 125% jumped the shark for me. I would say to anybody that asks, I don't like it. I don't like the show. So,
well,
for
I'm going to keep watching it.
For research's purposes and for our podcast, I'm still watching it, but it is the most scripted, unrealistic, not funny, not cute, not interesting at all.
Noted. And I agree. The hit Shannon Bedore on the head with the bowl last week, and then it's a continuation, like we're sitting on the edge of our seats, yeah. Like a cliffhanger.
And then Kelly Dodd hit, what's her name, on the head with
Gina,
and said, I just did this, and bonked her on the head.
Oh no, that's it, you don't put your hands on me, that's it.
Yeah,
all the jersey came out in her.
Yeah, and how much weight has she gained?
How about the hair?
Yeah.
Heather McDonald kept talking about her hair extensions.
Yeah. Yeah. She's had a rough time. She needs to gather herself. She got the DWI, or the divorce, then the DWI.
Yeah.
Then the weight gain, or maybe all together. I don't know. But.
Yeah. She needs to find her another rich OC guy.
I don't know.
They got to have some that want a jersey blonde.
Yeah.
Hag. I don't know.
None of them are even, well, I guess Tamara's married.
Tamara's still married.
But Eddie's not even on the show. Like, it's not even.
Not their life. It's a life of trips.
And fighting in the different locations.
Yeah, because 2 weeks ago they took a trip to Beverly Hills to go to Rodeo Drive because Gina had never been there.
Just let her shop.
Is that where she was?
Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
Yes? They wouldn't let her shop.
I thought she was in Chicago.
No!
I don't know.
She was on Rodeo Drive.
So they did that. They fought the whole time. And then now they're on a trip to Arizona at the yurts.
It does look pretty, wherever they are.
Yeah. It looks like boring as heck. They went to a yoga in the slings, or whatever that was. And Big Fat Emily, I mean, I hate to call a person fat. I know the struggle is real, but I never tried to get in a sling and do yoga upside down.
When you were fat?
When I was fat.
And it's like the editing was making it like.
Yeah, because everybody was like in it, upside down, doing everything the instructor said, and she's all.
Yeah.
And then Vicky looks horrible.
Did you even see her?
Vicky,
I must have stopped watching.
They told Vicky, you stay in the room because Kelly Dodd's coming over here and we're going to have it out, her and Shannon. But she won't come over here and I told her you're going to stay in the room. So Vicky comes running out in her pajama bottoms and a bra. She looks horrible.
Is that necessary?
Exactly. And it's like, go put some clothes on, lady. I don't know. And then she's sitting in the bed listening and she's doing... She's got her face all, like, all crooked. Like, I don't know. It was just, she's not on it this season. Hmm. So, I don't know if she asked for the break. But she's an OC, so, or the OG of the OC.
Yeah.
She's the last one.
Yeah, I listened to JoJo on Heather McDonald's podcast talking about, did we talk about this last time?
I don't think so, no.
I can't remember the last time I podcast.
It's not JoJo, it's Joe.
Oh, sorry, Joe. The last, whenever she was on the season with Slade, which was season one.
Yeah, she was the first one. I remember watching that.
Just the dynamic, and it was...
How different it was.
It was a fault, like, it was like they followed them around doing their daily life. It wasn't like they created these, like, scenarios.
Right. They never went on a trip.
No.
They would go to... Vicky's employee was Lori. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like that was... That's what a vlog is. That's what I watch on YouTube. Yeah. It was, like, just people doing daily stuff.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you do something fun.
Yeah, like, they would have a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Or the... I always remember the backyard thing where Tamara threw the wine
on... Oh, but that was, like, season 4 or 5. Yeah.
But that was still... They weren't going on trips.
No. And I love Gina with her bratty-ass kids. And yeah. They would always fight with each other. And the older brother was so immature and
stupid.
And,
like, strung out and, like...
Yeah. And then he'd pick on the younger ones.
Yeah.
And then her husband would always just hide in his room.
Oh, yeah. And did you hear Heather McDonald talking about the... What she call them? The tops. That they all wore those tops.
Yes! That's... Oh...
You remember those?
I heard her talking about the tops, and it's like, now it clicks. That's what it is.
Yeah, with those big, like...
With the big jewel thing.
And then it was a halter top with a low V.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Good time. Exactly.
I remember us talking about those tops.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
Like, why are they wearing those tops?
And I don't remember what it was. I didn't know it had a name.
Yeah, I guess it's the brand.
The brand or the designer. Yeah, that's when it used to be good. They need to get back.
I know.
Because, I mean, Joe wasn't that exciting.
No.
But her life with Slade.
They need to strip it down.
Yeah.
It's way too produced now.
Yeah.
And they're not, even though, like, The Bachelor has been so produced and stuff, they have, their editors are just way, like, light years above of.
They're genius.
Yeah. Like, for them to have made Hannah B's season as good as they did.
We'll see what they can do with Peter.
Yeah.
That'll be the true test.
I was scrolling through my Instagram, and I have this girl that I used to be friends with that I used to dance with. And her husband, I swear to God, is Peter. I scrolled past, and I was like, I thought she had a picture with Peter. And then I was like, oh, no, that's her husband.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I was like,
Oh, does the world love him like everybody loves Peter?
I don't think so. Well, shall we move on?
Let's see if I got another note or two. Hanging yoga. Nope. At the very end, I wrote a dumb show.
Well, I have a lot of... Those are the only shows I watch. Well, I watch Million Dollar Listing. But Million Dollar Listing doesn't really have, like, a storyline.
You have to see the real estate.
Yeah, it's just, like, houses and...
Yeah.
I'm getting... Speaking of storyline, I'm already really tired of the guy that used to be fat. Is this episode about fat people? He used to be fat, and then he lost weight, and he's like... Yeah, I still have that voice in my head that's like, you're not good enough to sell this house. I was like, since when can fat people not sell stuff? I'm like, but you're not trying to be a model.
Yeah.
He's like, I have that in my mind that I can't sell this house.
That's his shtick.
I was like, because you were fat one time? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's annoying. I was like, we're not here for your fat store. We're here for the...
Yeah, we're here for the...
The $20 million.
Take me on the
penthouse,
tour.
Penthouse, please. Yeah. So, I have some hot topics or some news.
All right.
As told on Heather McDonald, she is our
she's our source for all the news.
She's our El Presidente.
She's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, so
podcast.
I had actually heard this before her, of the story of the Ukraine orphan that got adopted by some Indiana people.
So, and abandoned.
Yeah, and then they abandoned her because she was trying to kill them. Have you ever seen the movie Orphan?
No.
Me either. But that's the storyline. they get this orphan, and the orphan kills them. Tries to kill them, or does kill them. I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
Dang.
But this is... The article I read, it was like, real life orphan. So, basically, long story short, they adopt this, who they think is a 6-year-old Ukrainian little girl who has, like, some type of dwarfism and is special needs, and so they adopt her.
And she can't talk.
Yeah, they adopt her in, like, a speedy adoption, like, because it's, like, urgent. And so they adopt her, and they find out, like, after she some weird stuff, she starts being weird, and she starts, like, she puts bleach in the mom's coffee. Sorry, rewind. Before she does that, the mom gives her a bath and finds out she has pubes.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't think she's 6. So then the doctor says, I think she's 14.
And then, they went somewhere and she was like having a conversation with somebody and they didn't even think she could talk.
She was saying, these children are so annoying. Yeah. So then they find out that they think that she's 14, with her pubes and stuff. They find out that she's actually, through some other kind of sources, and they talk to doctors, that she's actually like 22.
Yeah.
So then the parents go ahead and set her up in an apartment like they would any other child, is how Heather explained it.
They used to wake up and she was like standing over them, like that, looking at them.
That literally sends shivers down my spine.
I know.
That is freaking creepy. And so, yeah, they set her up in her own apartment and then they go ahead and move to Canada because they're moving with their other son who is also special needs. He's like, that show.
He's a savant.
Yeah, like that show where the doctor, the special needs doctor.
Yeah.
So they moved to Canada with him. And she, like, claims that she was abandoned. She tries to get re-adopted by some other people.
Yeah, saying that she's 8.
Yeah, and has, like, a baby bike in her room. And, like, all this stuff. I'm like, that is a literal nightmare.
That's psycho.
And that is why you don't trust anyone. I don't know.
If the baby don't come out, JJ, don't take it.
Yeah, because it'll stand up outside of your bedroom.
And start talking in full sentences when you thought it was a baby.
Yeah. That's freaking weird. I hate to say that. I hate to say don't adopt kids, but that's freaking... That gives you a sour taste in your mouth.
Exactly.
Maybe stick to, like, American kids? I don't know. I guess you can't say that. All right, moving on. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with Call Her Daddy. That podcast is rated R, so if you think you want to listen to it, you better be mature and better be able to listen to it. So it's basically a sex podcast. I don't know. They give sex tips.
It's raunchy.
Relationship advice and all this stuff. But what I have to say is they tried to have this X in a... What is hockey?
NHL.
Yeah, they tried to have this hockey player who now works for Barstool as like a writer and like a personality on Barstool.
Yeah.
But he used to play hockey. And they had him on some interview with him. And evidently they were wanting some raunchy stories. Like, what's the craziest thing you did? Or did you get any like road girls or like all this stuff? And he still had brand deals with, like, I don't know, maybe, like, Nike or, like, stuff like that. And he was like, oh, I really can't talk about that. And so the girls were, like, kind of annoyed because that's, like, their whole brand is, like, raunchy. And so he wanted to talk about, like, I don't know.
Like, what I used to be on the hockey.
Like, sports. I don't know. He said he didn't mind talking about relationships. He just didn't want to go too raunchy. And so they told everybody that he gave, like, a terrible interview, and so he was pissed. So he's like going around talking bad about them. So they have this like beef now. His name on Instagram is Biz Nasty, which I think is funny, anyways. So they have this big beef going on because
he didn't want to be.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, and by the way, Call Her Daddy writes their entire podcast down on paper and then reads it on their podcast. And Dave was like, well, they're making me a lot of money. So,
I have a notebook right here.
Yeah, but we're not reading verbatim.
No, we just take notes.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what they do. They write down the topics they want to talk about.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm obsessed with Barstool right now and Dave Portnoy. So, if anybody who is not 40, maybe a little bit younger and acts exactly like Dave Portnoy, maybe a little softer and would like to date me, please follow me on Instagram.
So what is it that you like about Dave Portner and would want to date who?
Portnoy.
And would want to date a clone of him.
Well, I don't really like the way he looks, first of all. I like the way he is because he doesn't take no shit from nobody. He is what he is.
And he's smart.
And he's witty. And that's it.
All right. So you don't have to be cute?
Well, I mean,
You have to have certain genes that if I procreated with you, it would be okay. Like, if you have a giant nose,
I don't really want that
like
on
my kid. Like he does?
Yeah, I don't want that on my kid.
Okay.
I said I'm not attracted to the way he looks.
Because the kid will turn out like the dad.
Yeah, and if he's pigeon-toed, we can't do that.
How about not meat?
No.
Which one's worse?
Both.
You can't have them both at the same time.
Okay, well, I don't want any of it. So, yeah. You know, they have to have, like, they don't have to be, like, supermodel, but, like, I have to know that their nose is an okay shape, their eyes are an okay shape, their body, you know, just, like, it's okay if it's everything's average.
Yeah.
Because my beautiful genes will take over then.
And mine.
Yeah, I just don't
want... Your baby will look like me.
I just don't want them to be, like, come out looking like Mark Anthony.
Or how about Ari? Oh, Ari's baby.
We can't talk back about baby Alessi or else they'll block us.
What's her name?
Alessi.
Like, less than?
I don't know. But she, baby Alessi posts her own Instagram photos.
Yes, and then talks she says, about it like she's the she person. She says,
I just left the house for the first time today.
And my diaper's full of poopy.
And my mommy and daddy are so happy that we are at the mall. Yeah, that's why call her daddy got blocked by all of them.
Uh-oh.
Baby Alessi, Lauren, and Ari.
Well, that little baby looks just like him, and she looks like a little possum, and they know she's not cute because they don't even try to dress her cute.
That seems backward to me. If my baby was ugly, I'd be like, put everything that we can
no.
on it.
No.
Put a hat on it.
If you know your baby's cute, you buy cute clothes, you push their little headbands on. If it's ugly, you don't even bother. You just put on the onesie. Go.
That's sad.
I've never seen her in anything but.
That's true.
And then it's they always hold her up like, and then she's all scrunched.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's because Lauren is like dumb as a box of nails. Ugh. Have you ever seen her talk on...
No, I don't even know who she was on the dang show when he dumped Becca. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this brings me to my next point. If I have to see one more Bachelor Nation person talk about HelloFresh on their stories, like they invented it, we all know what HelloFresh is.
Is that the same thing as that Fab and Fit? That's another something.
No, HelloFresh is food.
Right. So what's the other thing that everybody does?
Fit Fab Fun?
Yeah.
It's a box of, like, miscellaneous things. It's a subscription box. Like, when I was getting Birchbox.
Uh-huh.
It's a subscription.
But what comes in it? I mean, HelloFresh is food that you cook. But what's that?
Like, makeup and lotion and workout stuff. That's why it's Fit Fab Fun.
Oh.
But anyways, yeah. If I have to have another Bachelor person be like... You guys, I have a super busy schedule, so I got HelloFresh. Look, you guys, all the ingredients come in it, so you never have to throw anything away.
What if they get paid?
I don't know. I mean, I can do that.
Of course you can. Let's do it right now. I think you just did.
Yeah. You never have to throw it away.
Send us a check, HelloFresh.
And guess what? If you're going on vacation like I do, you can just put it on hold.
If you happen to get a rose and you get to go the next week, you don't have to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really wearing on me.
Yeah.
But that brings me to my next point. I have a lot of points.
Okay.
Tyler C. was on Barstool's podcast called Chicks in the Office.
Not with the Hello Daddy. I mean,
no.
Call me Daddy. No.
No, they never have guests.
Except the hockey guy?
I guess. Well, they never aired it. Because it wasn't good enough, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, Tyler was not interesting, and I think that's why he's not the Bachelor.
I think Tyler is a boy.
Hmm.
You follow him on Instagram? I unfollowed him because all he does is show pictures of him and his bros playing basketball, eating pizza.
Yeah, we're not wanting, we don't want to see that.
I mean, no, it's like, he's like a boy. He's like a teenager. Hanging with my bros.
Good point.
So, he talks about sports. That's it.
Yeah.
The game. His brother trains for the game.
True. Maybe that's why he's not the Bachelor.
And what's Gigi talk to him about?
The f-
Fashion Week in Mulan.
She's boring too?
Probably. They probably don't talk.
They just aren't candy.
They just call her daddy. But what was I say? Oh, they also had, what's Hannah G's boyfriend's name? Dylan. He was way more interesting. He had a ton of stuff to say. And he was like, he loves Barstool. That's why he was on it.
He said more than cool?
Yes. He loves Barstool. You know, he's been a fan of Barstool since he's like teenager. You know, he thought it was so annoying how The Bachelor edited it that he looked like he was just following Hannah around. He was like, I actually had a lot to say. They just didn't clip it. And he was like, and the only thing they showed is Hannah holding me in the pool.
That was great.
I know. And he was like, and what they didn't show was that Kaylin was holding Dean, too. Like, they were doing it like, hold me.
Yeah.
And did you know that on Bachelor in Paradise, they're not allowed to go in the ocean?
I wondered about that. Why?
Well, they're always mic'd up.
Well, how can they go in the pool?
I guess they get time off. I don't know. Honestly, truly, being on Bachelor in Paradise sounds like
hell.
Heather McDonald said, this sounds like Scientology. Yes. They, like, can't do all these different things. They can only have two drinks because when Corinne said she got raped by that one guy, they can only have two drinks. Wells is in charge of that. Keep a track of who
drinks.
Thank
goodness for Wells.
Yeah.
After that interview I heard of him, I do not like him.
Really?
Nope.
You felt really strongly about it.
I did. I didn't like it at all.
I had none of the same thoughts as you. I was just like,
eh. I'm right.
I just thought it was, like, a little bit boring. I wanted to hear more about The Bachelor, but I wasn't, like, I didn't hate him as much as you did.
Not that I don't hate him, but I thought he was a lot more interesting than he is.
It was a bad day.
Maybe.
Everybody has those days.
So Bachelor in Paradise, yeah.
Yeah, they have to, like...
And he said these poor girls trying to keep their hair and makeup.
I bet. They're never in air conditioning.
Why? That's what I want to know.
Because they have to be at that villa. I don't know.
Every hotel and resort has air conditioning.
Well, but they're not inside.
But I mean, they could be in the off times. They don't film 24/7.
I think they do. All day long.
But I mean, they could still, like, if you're at the beach, you're outside all day, but then you go in your hotel at night.
Yeah.
They sleep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well. I love the music.
Yeah.
You're knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, Wells was on Heather McDonald's podcast. I thought he was going to talk about The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, how he got picked, which he did a little bit. He mostly talked about his stupid relationship with his girlfriend and how they met, which sounded so juvenile.
Yeah, he's a reacher.
Yeah, and... You know, he's quoting her as saying, dude, you need to do this. And Heather's like, wait, does she call you dude? He goes, oh, yeah, she calls everybody dude. And I'm like, wow, what a great chick. Hey, I called her chick.
I say dude.
You call everybody dude?
No. Just guys that look like they should be called dude.
Well, you could say, look, that dude over there, he just did this. But, like, you'd go up to somebody and say, hey, dude. Like that?
Maybe. I'm a cool girl, okay?
Man, you could get Wells. It worked on him. I don't know. But, anyway, yeah. What else?
I think that's all I have to say.
Well, I had to fast forward Dancing with the Stars Monday because I went to see the Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was pretty good. I don't think it was worth all the hype. It was kind of just an extension of the, which I guess it should be, an extension of the season, but the king and queen were coming to Downton. So, of course, everybody was in a tizzy, and they had to get the house ready, and they had to do, you know, all the stuff to prepare. And the biggest thing was they had a huge homosexual plot. Which the butler, the second butler, all through the regular seasons, it was known that he was a homosexual and he had issues with it. The main butler knew about it and he was shunned and whatever. But they made it a big deal in the movie. That was a little shocking to me. Anyway, it was okay. I don't know if it was just, you know, I don't think you can ever go back.
No, and I don't think anybody could pay me to watch that show.
Well, because you didn't watch it. It was really a good show. I
mean, the show.
But it was really good. It had great, great storylines.
It seems terrible. It's going to be a while before I think I start watching, like, shows. I can truly say that in... probably haven't watched a show in, like, years.
If you would watch a show, you would like them. Especially if I recommend it.
Yeah, but, like, there's so much other stuff I could be doing. Like...
true.
I lied. The last show I watched was 13 Reasons Why, I think.
There you go.
And I felt like I had to watch that as, like, a project. I did not like it. It was depressing.
Yeah. But I need to watch a good show.
There's no shows. People are always like, give me a Netflix series to watch. I'm like, why do people always say that? People post on Instagram and Facebook, like, looking for another Netflix series.
You should give them to me. I need to watch. I need some new shows.
Well, post it on Facebook with the rest watching of
everybody. Daddy and I watched one last night called The Russian Czars. And it's kind of a...
That sounds like sci-fi, and I don't want to watch that.
No, a Russian Czar. It's like the royalty in Russia.
Oh.
At the turn of the century.
I know what a czar was. But that was like a...
The czar is the king.
Squawk, squawk, whatever.
Spock?
Yeah.
The czar and Spock.
Oh.
No, it was kind of like a made up, you know, with the true to life castles and costumes and everything. And then it was like a documentary where these experts were saying what was happening to the royalty at the time. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
Well, I didn't invite you.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's all of my notes, unless you have any... Are you obsessed with anything this week?
I'm obsessed with what's happening in politics, but you don't want to hear that.
Oh, we didn't talk about Amber Geiger.
And Amber.
I'll just give a... We've already been talking for 47 minutes, so I'll just give a brief synopsis. I watched the court...
What? She's on trial.
The live stream.
Police officer killed a man in Dallas.
That's where we live.
And she claims it was an accident. She thought it was her apartment. There's a man standing there. She shot him dead. So they are trying her for capital murder.
All I have to say is, don't be a cop.
I think she got caught up in the moment. And if I walked into my apartment and there's a big man standing there and I have a gun on my belt, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope there, but I was watching the live trial. I felt like I was, like, the OJ...
on jury duty?
My OJ...
podcast.
Obsession.
Well, I think it might turn out like OJ, except I think everybody's decided she's guilty. Instead of on OJ, he got off. She's not going to get off.
No.
So, and I think it's a shame. And then there's going to be rioting. Because here's what's going to happen. Here's my prediction.
Make sure your prediction is politically correct.
Yeah. She's going to get charged, but the jury is allowed to reduce the charge. Like, they've charged her with capital murder. The jury can find that she's only guilty of second degree or negligent homicide or whatever. So that would be a lesser charge. And then I think... the people in Dallas are going to riot.
Stay in your house, kids.
Yeah, that's my prediction. I hope it doesn't happen. But it's been a very interesting trial. They're trying to make him out
like Dallas is, like, pretty dangerous.
It's getting rough. The government is, there's, like, 1,000 cop shortage.
It's going to turn into that one show we watched.
Flint?
Yeah.
You don't watch shows.
I watched that show. I was just telling somebody to watch that. People who were asking about shows.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. It's like real life cops.
Yeah.
Bad boys. Bad.
And the stupid person I was telling them about was like, well, that sounds like it's scripted. I was like, it's a documentary.
Yeah, and they just interview cops. They tell you the story.
This person is stupid that I was telling, so it's fine.
Yeah.
They all are.
Yeah.
Well, side note, I think I'm going to be able to add some music to the beginning and the end of this podcast. So put in your request. Comment down below.
What subscribe. Are you Baby Shark.
Are you serious? I'm not putting Baby Shark on our podcast.
I'm just singing. I can sing Baby Shark if I want to.
Daddy Shark.
You stop it.
All right. That's all I have, unless you have anything else.
I done.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. And follow me on Instagram, Lindsay R. Chaha.
And Chaha home.
Okay, bye.